This is the block we started picking. Denise and Renee started on this yesterday.
These are a variety of apricot, called Mystery. You know, why are they called Mystery?
It's a mystery.
I guess that sums it up in its title, I suppose. But variety we started picking yesterday. And they've got a reasonable crop on them. We've just about finished our Travats. They are our main apricot variety, but they set very lightly this year due to our wet spring. Trees are looking very good, but because of the continued rainfall during spring, the flowering was over that period, and the fruit set was very light. So, whereas we'd usually pick something like 300-350 half cases off of that block, we've picked 50. So,
yeah.
It's about, what's that, a seventh of our normal size crop.
Yeah.
So these are looking reasonably good, and our other fruit, the early peaches, were also quite affected by the wet spring too. Again, the trees are looking good, but the fruit set was very light. The later varieties, I'll show you down here, they've set quite well. You can see there's quite a lot of fruit on the late red trees here.
And the late trees, when would you pick those?
These will be picking probably March. That's the last variety of peach that we picked, a yellow-fleshed clingstone. And you can see they've got a reasonably good set. Apples have set extremely well this year. Apples are really only a sideline for us. In the past, we haven't really worried about the apples too much. We've just grown them for our own use and a little bit for the local farmers' markets. But this year, the apples have set a colossal crop. I've thinned these. I normally haven't worried about thinning apples, but I've gone through and thinned all the apple trees this year.
How many apples do you think you'll yield this year?
Oh, goodness knows. It's the first time we've had such a good crop. So the apples also have only been a relatively recent enterprise for us. I've gradually been planting up apple trees because they seem to grow quite well here. Historically, this area was an apple and pear growing area before people started growing peaches, apricots and plums. So I guess the climate does suit apples quite well. And we had a reasonable cherry crop this year too. We've got about 10 cherry trees down there. Now they've already been gone.
Were they also affected by the wet spring?
No, the wet spring didn't seem to worry the cherries. It only really worried the apricots and the early peach varieties. Plums have set very well. That's our ruby plum block over there. And straight ahead's the narrabeen plum block.
Yep.
And over there, those quite high trees, that's the Santa Rosa plum block. And then there's also there's a row of mariposas down there. And there's another row of mariposas hidden behind the oak tree there. Hello, Jet.
Hello, Jet.
Who was showing up?
Oh, my goodness.
That's Gypsy the goat.
Hello, Gypsy. So is she a pet goat?
Yes.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She is, isn't she?
So, yeah, the plums have set very well.
Yes.
And, again, like our fruit that's in biggest demand would be the apricots, peaches and nectarines, and plums tend to be a second division fruit, but we'll certainly be making the most of what we can with our good plum crop this year.
Yeah, so tell me, when you're walking around your orchard,
yeah,
what are you looking for with all the different crops? When do you know it's right to pick?
Oh, you just basically keep an eye on how the fruit's going. Birds are always a good indication. Once the fruit is getting close to ripe, you know, the birds start taking a bit of interest. Due to all the rain we have had, the trees are all in very good shape. I do irrigate, but it's really only a sort of a top-up type irrigation. You can see the polypipe and micro-sprinklers down there. Something else we do is we grow a few veggies here too. That's been how that all came about was we've become quite involved in local farmers' markets. There's a market in Warrabra once a month, market in Port Pirie once a month. Virtually every weekend there's a market somewhere. So we've tapped into that because there seems to always be people looking for, you know, fresh fruit, dried fruit, honey, jams, veggies, that sort of thing. So
So what sort of proportion of the fruit that you pick would go to markets and the rest, where do you export it to?
Oh, heck, it's hard to say. It's so variable. Generally speaking, I supply a couple of organic wholesalers in Adelaide, and I would make, say, one trip down to Adelaide per week, and I'd take whatever we have in the way of first-grade fruit down to Adelaide. And then the second-grade fruit we generally sell farm gate and at various farmers' markets, or we process it ourselves. That is, you know, dry it in the solar dryer or dry it in the sulphur tent. This is the other veggie garden and poultry.
Gypsy.
More corn and potatoes. And...
You're the luckiest goat in the world to live in an orchard,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah. So we've got a reasonable fig crop coming on too. And this is the quince tree. It's quite a good set of quinces.
Yeah, there's already some fruit on the tree there.
Yeah, oh yes. No. Quinces grow to quite a big fruit. You certainly know about it if you're picking quinces and one lands on your head. You just see stars for a bit. It does happen at times.
At the moment, because of the rain during the spring and the lighter crops, you're picking by yourself?
That yeah, you, that's
normally
right.
You'd have some woofers helping
normally,
you?
Normally, yeah, normally we would have woofers here. Normally we would have, say, some of Renee's friends from school or some of our son's friends. Other years we have had four or so people working here, picking fruit, especially with the apricots. When the trebats are ripe, we've got an acre of trebat trees there. When they're ripe, it's just flat out, so get them off as quickly as you can. This year, Denise and myself, and now that Renee is home on holidays, the three of us have managed the picking load quite easily. Yeah. Whereas other years, we wouldn't have coped.
Does it worry you at all that you've been lighter on with your... fruit on the trees this year?
It is a bit of a worry, yeah. It'll mean our cash flow will be down on what it has been other years, and of course that then reflects on what we're able to do during this coming year. We might have to have a fairly frugal year this coming year.
How would you compare this year's harvest to previous years?
I looked at the records this morning. It looks like being one of our lower years. It certainly won't be our lowest, but it'll be down in the lower averages. But again, depends on what the later fruit does. And I think our later fruit is looking good. You know, the late peach, the late red peach, all of the plums, quinces. I think in this span of the whole year, it'll probably work out reasonably close to average.